Good morning and Merry Christmas. Much colder air started to flow into interior New York and New England yesterday, and overnight lows in many cases dropped back closer to zero this morning. And on this Christmas day, we'll have dry weather with high pressure in control, but it'll be much colder than recent days, with highs staying in the teens across the northern tier of the region and only getting into the lower 20s elsewhere. As we go through the day, clouds will gradually increase as another Alberta Clipper approaches from the Great Lakes. This one has a little bit more moisture with it, but it looks like it'll stay dry right on through the evening hours. Temperatures tonight, as a result, will not be nearly as cold as what we saw early this morning, but still they'll be down in the teens and lower 20s. There is a chance of scattered snow showers by morning. As the Clipper swings through during the day on Thursday, we'll pick up a better chance at some light snow or snow showers, minor accumulations on the order of an inch or less, maybe up to two across the highest terrain. Then the Clipper sweeps on through and things dry out again as we head toward the latter stages of the week. Temperatures, though, will rebound even behind the Clipper, with readings in the lower 30s on Thursday and staying in the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. In fact, the weather pattern stays rather benign heading into the weekend, with partly to mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Another front swings through on Sunday night. Temperatures will be in the middle to upper 30s over the weekend and then drop into the 20s behind the next front on Monday, again with partly sunny skies. On Tuesday, we pick up our next chance of snow showers, otherwise partly sunny, with highs down into the middle 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather over the lower 48 states has become much less active over the past few days, and this will carry over through the Christmas holiday. Still, an Alberta Clipper is swinging through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the region for a modest 1 to 3 inches of snow with the moisture-starved system as it moves through. Elsewhere, a round of upper-level energy is pivoting through the Colorado Rockies. This energy produced some decent snows for the ski areas in the Rockies, but it is weakening now as it dampens out over the plains. And a high surf advisory is in effect for the north and west facing shores of the Hawaiian Islands through today. Surf 15 to 20 feet along north facing shores and 10 to 15 feet along west facing shores will persist through the day today and then increase tomorrow and Friday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Leesburg, Orlando, Melbourne, Plant City, and Punta Gorda, all in Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and breezy near 30, Boston sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate reports, no snowfall yesterday. For the month, 18.8 inches of snow, which is 8.9 inches of snow above normal. And for the season, 20.9 inches of snow, which is 8.2 inches of snow above normal to this point in the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1889. And the record low, 22 below zero in 1969. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute since yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and much colder today, with highs staying in the teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, with a few snow showers moving in, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny but much colder today with highs in the middle 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds and much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, but much colder today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow or snow showers, light accumulations, if at all, in most places, up to 2 inches across the highest terrain, with highs in the lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Friday. Upper 30s over the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. On Monday, partly sunny skies back down into the upper 20s, and on Tuesday, for New Year's Eve, it'll be much colder, with a mix of sun and clouds and a few snow showers and highs in the lower to middle 20s. Again, have a very Merry Christmas from WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.